Hey, my soul friends. So I would like to touch on what is written on page 47 in our Attention Intention book, where I think it's like the first reference to Brother Lawrence, Conversations with God. So I'm going to read some parts of it and other parts not, just comment and end in prayer. So I love how Brother Lawrence says that it isn't necessary to be in church to be with God. We can make a private chapel of our heart where we can retire to commune with Him peacefully, humbly, lovingly. I love how he says that everyone is capable of these intimate conversations with God. Everyone, right? And I guess depending on our personalities, he says some more, others less, but we are all capable of the intimate relationship and intimate conversations. So, Brother Lawrence encourages us. He says, take courage, have courage. And he makes two very strong statements. He says, have courage. We have little time to live. Demand His grace. So, well, in these three particular statements, have courage. It does take courage to walk this walk, to pour ourselves into our relationship with God, to seek and practice and live in the presence of the Holy, to recognize that there's another whole way of living, and it isn't being tossed around by the winds of the world and the chaos of the world. There's another way to live, and that is in Christ, with Christ, through Christ. And so it takes courage. And I say it to you today, wherever you are, in your journey, wherever you are in this adventure of practicing the presence of God, wherever you are in your relationship with God, it's okay. Because every day is new, every moment is new, and you're exactly where you need to be. And so, I speak these words to you. Have courage. It's okay. Have courage to take the next step. Courage to live the next moment. Courage to lift up your head. Courage to sit in silent prayer and in centering prayer. Courage to commune with other soul friends. Have courage to face the day. And then we have little time to live. We are reminded of that so often. I'm reminded of it every time, I will hear people say, and they're in their late 30s, early 40s, and they're like, oh, I'm turning 40, or I'm 42, and I'm like, oh, really? That's nothing. You're still a kid, right? Live a few more decades. So it's amazing how quickly time goes. And Brother Lawrence had this uncanny way of being able to live in the present moment as if it was the only one. And I believe that he was just so gifted with this ability to teach and share and invite people into this most holy way of living. And so he encourages us. We have little time to live. No, have courage. No matter how old no matter how old we are, how many years we've been on this earth, we're not guaranteed. We have no idea how much time we're guaranteed. Some of us could be here another 30 years, 40. Wow, that would be pretty wild. But some of us, 10, we have no clue. But whatever amount of time it is, it's a little amount of time. Because whenever we reach, we're toward the end of our days, if we're aware of that we're in the end of our days, it's always too short, no matter how long the life is. And then the statement, demand his grace. Like all of those that have courage, we have little time to live, demand his grace. I love that. That is go confidently into the throne room. Go confidently before our Master, our God, our Lord, our Beloved. And as you enter into that space, it's as if you can just envision, he's opening up his arms, a smile and loving glance toward you. And he just says, and what can I do for you? And you say, I need your grace. I need your grace and I need it now. And he says, I'm pouring it upon you and in extra measure, even more so. So I love that, demand his grace. And then in the middle of the page, this statement, these few sentences are written by Mary Margaret Funk from the book Tools Matter for Practicing Spiritual Life. And she says, so how is this practice done, this practice of the presence of God? Choose frequently to recall the presence, like as often as possible, as the idea comes, call upon God, converse with God, no matter what the situation. It's like, this is not a formal conversation. This is the love of your life. Unceasingly delighting God with the details of your life. I don't think to tell God the details of my life. When I read this, I thought, oh, but God knows the details of my life. But something happens in the speaking them, in giving voice to what matters in my life, what grace I need in the here and now. And so, I love under the practice how it says, most of the time, we act as if God were absent. And I believe that I speak for myself, and I believe for most of us, because we're human and we're just so inclined to act and live and think as if God were absent. And that's not all our fault, because God is so close to us that we often cannot even detect his presence. So intimate is this love of ours. However, that's why we're doing this work. That's why we're giving our attention and our intention to living in the holy presence of God moment by moment, to calling out demanding courage, to seeking His presence, and to incline your ear, the ears of your heart, to His voice, His voiceless voice. And so, I'm going to end this time in prayer. Just feel yourself breathe and sigh and relax. To you, our God, we enter into your presence together in this moment. Together, we ask for courage. Together, we rise up as our time is short, no matter how long it truly is. And together we say, we need your grace. We can't do this without you. We confess that that's what we try to do all the time. We kick into this self-reliant, this resilient mode. And there's nothing wrong with that, really. I sense you saying, however, it gets in the way of us recognizing that we need your grace to live in your presence. So, thank you. Thank you for how you are pouring it out upon all of your children. And as we ask, I love how Brother Lauren says, demand his grace. I'm sure he did that with you all the time. And so, guess what? Yes, we're demanding it. We're your children. We can't do it without you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let it be so. Let it be now. Amen. Onward, upward, and inward, my sweet soul friend.